The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world's vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brushed the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Lucas, are you still talking to Frederick?
Or have you? I thought somebody was approaching me, so. You said he would, the other guy was approaching me.
But yes.
No, yeah, in general, yes.
Yes. Mr. Noesha does introduce himself. Thank you for your patronage, Professor Graham.
Oh, yes.
And hands you a card.
Wonderful to meet you, sir.
Yes. He's going to go through the pleasantries unless you want to do anything else.
No, okay. Reginald's pretty general.
Okay, then he's going to go through the pleasantries and then walk on.
When Said said gem of the countryside, did he mean Giza or did he mean Cairo?
He was kind of nonspecific. You're not 100% sure. Troy, you feel, Mr. Young feels a soft hand on his shoulder. Excuse me, sir, is a seat taken?
No, absolutely, have a seat.
You see a legitimately stunning woman sit down beside you. She pulls out a cigarette holder and puts a cigarette in it. Do you have a light, sir?
I wouldn't.
So. She indicates the bartender slide over, a matchbox.
All right.
Do you care?
Strike a match and light.
Mm. Can we keep the matchbox?
She signals the bartender. You see her just raise, one index finger.
Oh, I guess we would have those matches.
I know, right?
And, she comes, they come over, or he comes over and prepares her a drink. You notice that she never actually said what she wanted to drink.
Woman this classy? Hell no.
Owen Young, nice to meet you.
Zara Shafiq, I heard you were asking about.
Yes.
A future patron, I'm assuming.
Yes. Absolutely.
What is your interest in spice, sir?
She's totally just a drug dealer. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Well, I had some stuff in Shanghai. And then pull your matches out. Then maybe you can spark my memory of.
I can tell you that you'll find no better provider of what you're looking for in the city.
I feel like Zara Shafiq talks like William Shatner.
I also feel like Cody is embodying this stunning Egyptian woman really well, and it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Except for the glasses.
The shop's just down the road. If there's anything you need.
Yes, I would love to,
What's your favorite flavor?
God damn it.
Purple haze. Running through my
purple
mind.
Purple sticky punch.
App of 85, by the way.
She's prettier than Sybil.
Yeah.
And you.
Oh, well, yes. I'm above average.
You're 60.
Average is 50, right?
Yep.
I don't remember how the stat is rolled. Mathematically, average may be higher than that.
No. It's 50, and I'm above average. It's the mustache.
Goodness.
It's the one thing I can never.
I'm trying to find a way to bullshit out of this or through it.
What's your fast talk?
Surprise me.
It's not great.
Mm. Oh. Ooh. I don't know that surprise me is where we want to go with this scene.
Yeah. Well, and all honesty, I don't know that I have a particular favorite. Just looking to sample the local best.
The local best, you say?
Roll that D6.
more like D7.5.
Whoa! Penis stroke! Very I got good. That one.
I'd like to tell you a little story, Mr. Young, if you have the time.
I love stories.
A hunch? Do you... He's so famous in this city. Mr. Holmes. Are you familiar with Mr. Holmes?
Absolutely.
I enjoy the stories. They're quite good, I must say. Do you mind if I try it on you?
It would be my pleasure.
I don't think that you have any idea who I am. And I don't think, even more to the point, that you have any idea what my business is. Which begs the question, this is where Holmes would be most fascinated. Why do you want to talk to me? I mean, besides... Because you have never met me. So why am I of such interest to you, Mr. Young, if you only know my name, have never seen me, and don't know my business? That's the question, Watson. What is your true motive, sir?
Yeah.
You got no fast talk.
I mean, I do have a fast talk.
Oh, well, that's true. You have fast talk. And
I also impaled her insight.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Insight's not a skill.
It's not insight. It's not sense motive either.
Maybe it was psychology. I rolled an ought-4 or something, so that impales most rolls. And whatever I rolled, she was good at it.
Psychoanalysis much?
You could be honest.
And
or you could lie. It might be more fun.
Well, I mean, thus far it's not proven to be in my favor, so.
No.
In earnest, I am here in the city essentially trying to uncover some facts about a friend of mine that was murdered. And
more Holmesian than I expected.
It connects somewhat with the local murders around the area. I think I don't have a lot of concrete connection, to be honest with you. And we were given your name in connection with that situation.
My name? How interesting. And what is it that I've done?
Nothing. Again, nothing concrete. I have no facts on the situation. Again, we were just trying to find as much information as I can about the murders and everything that was going on. And
I believe they call them the Egyptian murders.
Yes.
And in true Holmesian fashion, you thought you would go to the most esteemed Egyptian club of the area.
I wasn't given a lot of breadcrumbs to follow.
I believe I mentioned earlier that there were 130 pages in this chapter, and there are plenty of breadcrumbs to follow. You just need to find them.
Well, yes, I need to find them. Correct. I've not been given a lot.
Now going to poke the NPC a bit.
Also not true. Well, I'm afraid that I must say that I'm not the murdering sort. You see, I tend to, and she shows you some very soft, delicate, well-manicured hands. I tend not to get my hands dirty. Other than spice, which is my business, by the way. Empire Spices down the road. You're more than welcome if you need saffron or anything else to come visit me. I'm afraid I can't help you much in terms of the murders, however. I'm not sure how that's connected to me. Although I am intrigued, sir, that, again, you would seek me out on a very far-flung hunch. What are you two doing? Three of you, what is everybody else doing right now? I give Troy a minute to compose himself. He starts taking a big couple gulps of his stout to give him a moment.
Well, I'd kind of middle myself.
Okay.
Like, to where I could see roughly everybody what was going on. That was kind of what my plan was.
Okay. What are you doing?
I would bid Frederick adieu and haul off to find one of these two, whoever's closest to me.
I mean, you could find either one of them.
So I'll just...
It depends on where she is. I don't know where she is right now.
You said she was kind of out of the room. If he's closer to the middle, then I'd be closer to Eustace, so I'd probably find
you
him
You probably
first.
Would encounter Eustace first. Yeah. Sybil is going to be completely surrounded by people that she believes are enthralled with herself, because that is what Sybil does.
I mean, you make a charm roll. They very well might be.
Seeing that, I'd just be like, meh, and probably go back to the bar. Bourbon neat.
Fail.
Spot hidden rolls from the two of you.
Can't pass shit. Got one. one aught today, and that was it.
You happen to glance up at the entertainment again. You've had a series of belly dancers and so on and so forth. The belly dancer on stage right now is winking at you. So, Mr. Young, you were saying?
Maybe I can set an appointment to visit you later at the shop.
The shop is open Monday through Saturday, like
Monday through
9 to 4 or something like that.
I was gonna say Monday through Saturday, thematically appropriate times.
I think I have the hours. Shop is open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Is it Saturday today?
You'd have to ask Jasmine. She keeps the notes. I believe it's like a Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's middle of the week, I thought. Regular business hours through the week.
Correct. It's the Blue Pyramid Club, like 2 days before, or 2 pages before it, is 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. every night of the week. I knew I was going to get those screwed up if I asked. Yes, it's a lovely little place.
Imperial?
Empire.
Empire.
It's a lovely little place. Hold on. It's a lovely little place.
The last date I have on here is it's Monday.
All the spices are downstairs on the first floor, and I live in a lovely little flat up above. Everything a girl could want in London. But again, I'm sorry, I can't help you with your murders. You see her, she's stubbing out her cigarette. Her drink is mostly finished. She looks like she's going to push up and leave, unless there's anything you'd like to say to keep her there.
Have you been personally affected by the murders? Do you know anybody who was victim?
No, sorry, can't say that I do. Was your friend one of the ones murdered here in London?
No, he was murdered back in New York.
Is there a name in the Black Book?
I don't think so. We were given.
Yeah, I mean, you were given a lot of information. Like, it's theoretically possible. You'd have to telegraph back to know, but you were not given notice of it, so
yeah.
Take that as you will. So you are an international man of mystery, then, a real Dick Tracy. A, what is the American turn of phrase, gumshoe? Never understood it myself.
Wouldn't quite classify myself as that, but it does seem that I'm playing a bit of that role as of late. More of a writer myself.
Plus he's Scottish.
Professor Graham, you notice that as part of the dance, are you looking at her now that you see that she's attempted to catch your eye?
Sure.
You notice that she's sashaying in a way that indicates that you should come sit down near the show.
Reginald Graham kind of does one of these things and realizes he has no money.
Good thing Sybil paid for your pass.
I rolled a luck roll to see if I had money.
I mean, you're going to have money on you.
Well,
you just don't have very much.
Yeah, I was saying, we're standing next to each other. I would see him do that, right?
You see him staring awkwardly at the show. You didn't make the spot hidden, so you're not seeing whatever sort of little suggestive things he's seeing, but...
That's fine. I'm talking about him.
Yeah, you're
like,
seeing
I'm
him.
I'm seeing him, like, Reginald, what are you doing?
It appears that lass up there wants to dance.
I would hand him a tenner and say, have fun.
Thank you, sir. And I would sashay my way.
I'm really, really sad it's not a video podcast.
I'm like,
it was really
she
awkward.
Might have clues. Here's money. Go.
Go follow the plot or just the hips. It's fine.
Just if she followed the hips and that's all she wants, tell her who really gave you the money.
Before he kind of holds us back a little.
How old are you?
42.
You're not that old. Shut up.
20s? Lucas, make me a die roll.
We already beat polio. We're good.
39.
You want to spend most of your luck?
Nope.
Okay. Anything that the two of you would like to do? I'm trying to give Troy a chance to gather his thoughts. No?
I haven't been tagged to get my membership card yet, have I?
Sure. No. Abdul approaches you. It is not often that we get such lovely female members of the club. I am very pleased, and he shakes your hand with both sweaty, meaty hands. I am very pleased to make you a part of the Blue Pyramid. Welcome to London.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine, of course. You have such lovely countrymen that you share this with, and it's just been a delight. We went to the British Museum, don't you know? And I've been told that I should really, when I go to Egypt, I should go do that. And just doesn't even follow him, just launches into this diatribe of everything she's learned tonight.
Make a social role of some sort. Okay. Something thematically appropriate
going
would be nice.
Going to a charm, declare a charm.
Or fast talk. Yeah, something like that.
And I'm going to be 1 point away from an impale.
I was about to be like, spend your luck. Oh, wait.
No. I got a 13 and my impale is a 12.
Okay, you can tick that skill unless you want to spend the point for the impale.
I've already ticked it.
Okay.
It is my one trick pony other than keeping people
alive. You seem to entrance Mr. Noisha. He is talking to you quite freely.
Fabulous. I want to know everything there is to know about his recommendations for going to Egypt.
He provides you with a bevy of recommendations. Where to eat, where to stay, places of interest.
Does he drop the word gem in relation to anything?
He does.
Fantastic. What does he say?
He makes mention of how the city lights... at the time in which the pyramids in the sands, they glitter like gemstones with the city lights. It is a most gorgeous sight to see the pyramids of Giza from Cairo at night. I must recommend it is truly one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It is one of the only places where Old World and New World meet together.
How you doing over there?
Obviously.
Fabulous, thank you.
No problemo. So I suppose I will see you for something in the shop then, Mr. Young?
Yes, absolutely. I'll come by tomorrow.
Excellent. I am...
What day is it?
Monday.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I am most saddened to hear about the death of your friend. It is unfortunate to lose one close to you.
Good for you.
And she reaches out with the hand that's not holding the cigarette holder and puts her hand on top of your hand.
It is not the word I thought was going to follow.
I appreciate the sentiment. It has been quite the shock. We were almost there firsthand.
Oh, quite horrible. I'm so sorry to see such brutal violence. I'm assuming must have been terrible.
Yes, again, absolutely. I've seen a bit of unusual violence in the recent years, so it's
really
not my normal comfort level, if you will.
Ah, well, I'm so sorry for that you've experienced.
Do you plan on sticking around the club much later tonight, or have you had your fill?
It depends. On drinks, I could have another. Cigarette, another. For me, it's the entertainment value, Mr. Young. It's how entertaining life can be. That's what's fascinating about the city, you know? The city is... it's so connected to the rest of the world. You can find anything in the city. And it's interesting to see a little bit of Egypt here. But it all depends on the conversation and the people I meet. Do you have any interesting stories, Mr. Young? Would you like me to stay?
I have all kinds of interesting stories. When was the last time that you were in Egypt?
Oh, it's been a few years, not recently. What would you like to know about Egypt, Mr. Young?
Well, I'm planning a trip with some compatriots very soon.
Oh, most excellent.
Do you have any recommendations?
Yes, several. What are you going for, business or pleasure?
Again, it's connected with all of the, you know, terrible business that I've talked to you about.
My goodness, you have to go not only across an ocean, but also across the sea to determine the death of your poor friend?
Yes, quite possibly. Quite possibly even further. So, geographically speaking, Egypt's the next stop, so...
A man who will go literally to the ends of the earth for his friends. I admire that, Mr. Young.
Yes, again, as I say, it was a good friend of mine that died, so... we are just looking to get some firm resolution on that situation.
Well, I hope you catch your man, as it were. You get the sense again that her interest is waning back and forth. So you get the sense as long as you continue to be entertaining, she probably will stay.
Yeah.
You're getting to the point where you're going to have to make a social role, or you're going to have to say something interesting for her to stay. Quit assuming all my characters are exactly the same. They're slightly
not.
Different.
I'm saying I'm getting Zelda vibes off of it, not necessarily that you are Zelda, because it is very distinctly different than Zelda.
Sure.
Zelda threw her money around.
Ah, see, I took a different Zelda to meaning.
There are a great many Zeldas. Some of them have legends written about them.
I was more thinking Fitzgerald, but...
Yeah, I know. But I thought I'd make a video game reference for once instead of a 1920s reference.
So unless you're going to say something that is going to snag her attention, you're going to need a social role, or otherwise she is...
Peru!
Yeah, I'm going to get there, I think. Yeah,
do you
want to
show her your chest?
I will.
That's fascinating!
Yeah. I will detail our excursion in Peru.
How much of your excursion in Peru?
Enough for her to make a sand roll, please.
Just fucking give it all. Give it all. Make a sand roll, yeah.
I mean, like, I would say like a movie trailer's worth of information. Like, I want to hit some of the big spots, but like also give her some of the, you know, some of the...
Okay.
The darkness with it.
Just get to the head whip where I blow his head off. Like where he whips his head around and talks.
I will allow you a social role with a bonus die.
So you're going to
sibyl
this
interesting
story. Like you're just sibyling it.
I mean, I don't know what...
Which is persuasion your best social role?
No, my best persuasion role is a fast talk, but...
You can fast talk.
You can fast talk a movie trailer.
Okay. Is library is considered a social role?
No! It's an anti-social role.
I'll stick with a not six.
Ticket. Ticket.
You see her.
Which
you
is
see
an
her,
impale.
You see her lean in and say, and so you adventured into the wilderness to a temple that no one had ever seen before with men of dubious quality.
And
say
women.
Anything
and women.
About any sort of like magic or injuries or ink and gold or like, I don't know how far you're going here with the trailer.
Are you going?
The trailer would have a bit of magic.
Are you going Indiana Jones?
I would
go on X-Files.
I would talk about that. We followed, I don't remember his name now at this point, but whoever,
Larkin.
We followed him there to find the, you know, upon.
Like I said, if you say something about Larkin casting spells, she's going to talk about Larkin casting spells. If you talk about some sort of weird, horrific monster trapped within it, she's going to talk about that.
I won't yet. I will talk about the...
She'll talk about the fact that it's published.
The mythology of it, at least, that we were suspecting to find. Some sort of vampiric cult.
Vampires, you say?
Those kind of things.
Do tell. I find that most fascinating. Did you find any? And you see her reach up and she starts, like, tilting your head to the left and right to, like, surreptitiously look at your neck.
No,
I see you only after dark at the Empire Spices tomorrow?
No, fortunately, I guess, or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, was not bitten by any vampire or vampire-like creatures, although I did sustain a significantly worse scar, if you will.
Oh, really? Do tell, Mr. Young, do tell.
How far up your chest does this injury go? Like, if you, like, just pulled your collarbone,
well,
would she see it?
Well, it was basketball size, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah.
I thought it was like, most
but,
of it.
But it was, like, chest,
yeah,
right?
It was chest. Yeah.
Like,
so you could probably
like,
adjust your collar.
It's like you could
buttons.
Pull down the bottom button of your collar, or of your, of your button up and be like...
Well, I wasn't sure if, like, it was, like, collarbone or if it had to be more, like, sternum in order for it to show up. Because I feel like you are still in a club.
I envisioned it was more like center mass than it would be.
It's a little. It's probably a little high. It's high enough that if you would want to like undo a button or two, you could show it.
I was thinking like bottom of your sternum is the bottom of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I was gonna just do a button and and do.
I guess
a
our
peek
sternums
in.
Are in very different locations on our.
You see her reach out.
No comment on this side of the table.
You see her reach out with one finger and like. Trace the flesh just a little bit.
Psychology roll?
Sure.
How you doing over there, professor?
Pass.
Yes! Yeah. Take that skill!
It's already
passed. Oh.
She seems unbelievably intrigued by your story and by your injury.
Now you just gotta get her home.
6 to midnight. What?
Spice it up, if you will.
Professor Graham, as this woman's belly dancing set ends, monologue, whatever you want to call it, as her dance ends, she walks over to you.
Hello, love.
She bends down beside you, and you can feel her breath on your ear.
She has bend down to talk into your ear. Yeah. Your character's short.
You feel obviously her chest is pressed
right
up against you.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
And she's shaking her hips ever so slightly. Which only makes it worse when you hear her whisper very quickly, "You are in danger here."
Well, that's not scary.
Sand roll.
Absolutely.
So boner immediately gone.
Roll sand.
I need to roll sand flight. Because somebody told me I'm in danger. I already knew that.
You don't know anything.
Your character don't know shit.
This is like going to Fat Mabel's and like asking to speak to Mkunga Mdari.
We never went to Fat Mabel's.
I know that. This is why. This is our equivalence.
Fuck no.
We'll call it one.
Good.
You see her. You see her
welcome to the party.
Pull one of the notes, or you know, that he handed away from you, and she kind of sashays around you, and she bends down into your other ear and whispers,
"Run! Your balls are showing."
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna.
She says, "Meet me down the street under the arches at midnight," and then she goes away.
Look at my watch. Time is.
Thematically appropriate. We'll say it's like 11 something.
Motherfucker, that's why you're in danger. Don't go down there.
The two of you. Professor Graham clearly got a little bit, but not as much as you might have expected for the money transacted.
Yeah.
You see him sort of sitting there stunned.
What'd she say?
I lean in very close to his ear.
Back the fuck up.
We're in danger.
Didn't you know that?
I walk around to the other ear.
I walk away.
No, he would literally legitimately just say, he would just tell you that she said that we're in danger and to meet her under the arches at midnight.
You both saw when you walked down here that there is an alleyway a couple of blocks away where there are very prominent arches.
Okay.
Maybe a block and a half at most.
It's a McDonald's.
But it's like open arches?
Yeah, no, it's something decorative, like leading down an alleyway. So it's back off the main. It's back off. What is this? 12B Meard Street. It's
this
back
is
off
a,
of Meard Street.
A weird reference for everyone else, but like the arch.
No.
You're
talking
this
like
is
Grecian
higher,
inspired.
No,
this is
we're
this is higher architecturally. This that, is between two buildings.
That's
so
fine,
this is
but
it.
Like something that's prominent like that. That like has
yes,
that much significance to whatever is around.
No. It's just part of the design of the alleyway. It's the way
okay.
they met the two buildings together.
Okay.
It's not it's
like
not,
a buttress almost?
It's, yeah, it's not arches like a capital A that's like
right.
No, this is like just it's a decorative thing, but it's something that's distinctly visual.
Okay.
It's the only arches for a couple of blocks.
Would we have seen it on the way here? We know where okay.
So has Sybil made her way back to the regular room, or is she still doing her thing?
As far as she knows, she is charming Abdul.
Yes, is there anything you'd like to say or speak to Abdul about specifically?
Oh no, I'm going to latch onto his arm and ask for an introduction of everybody I haven't met yet.
So in Eustace's mind, we have, what, 45 minutes-ish? Before you're supposed to meet by yourself under the arch?
She didn't technically say by yourself, to be fair.
It's almost as if it was an indirect subject and we use something that could be used as second person singular or second person plural to make you wonder what decisions have been made. My, Mr. Young, that is an interesting scar. How did you get that?
Bit of a leech.
Wasn't it an opium-infused demon person?
Shh. Just know that.
That's why it wasn't in the accent.
God, that's good scotch.
It's a bit of a burn obtained, in Peru. Was Larkin a professor or
no?
Mr. Larkin was not exactly who he
How much
appeared
is that?
To be?
This is most fascinating. What else happened in Peru? I feel as if I'm only getting a part of the story.
Do you mention the Karasari?
I mean,
he said vampires.
Yeah. Not in any
point of dickishness, Karasari.
Not in any like actual
point
more...
of supreme dickishness, Karasiri.
Ooh, yeah.
Point of super supreme dickishness.
Don't talk.
You're all big dicks.
Thanks.
Or have big dick. Wait, which one is it?
Jasmine has a huge.
She
dong.
Has the biggest dick of them all.
Damn straight.
Okay, sorry. Back to the game.
Troy's flirting. Give him a moment here.
Moment's over.
I'm
swipe left.
No, that would be bad.
Oh, right. It's been a while.
You know, Lucas with the tender knowledge. Lucas is like, damn it, that explains so much.
That's why it took so long. I would first probably prompt her on her feelings of the supernatural and that kind of thing. Like, are you a believer? Do you think it's all hokum?
Well, you know, it seems that science can't explain everything, can it?
Absolutely, exactly what I believe.
There are shamans in the heart of South America or Africa who can heal wounds and cancers that man doesn't even understand. Who knows what lies beyond the stars or beneath our feet? We only know so much. There may be even parts of Earth we've never even been seen with human eyes. Who knows what lies in the darkness of the jungles of Africa or in the hearts of the desert?
Lizard people.
Who knows what may be at the greatest Arctic or subarctic regions of this Earth?
Or in the depths of the ocean, Cthulhu.
That's not how you pronounce it.
That's how he pronounced it last time.
It's actually unpronounceable.
Your mom.
So yes. I will say at this point, Mr. Noesha has kind of brought you in. You all three are kind of hanging out in and amongst the center of this ballroom. You all kind of, not maybe necessarily notice for the first time, but you all see that Mr. Young is being incredibly enthralled, but also flirty with an absolutely stunning woman.
Should we save him?
You think you talking to him is going to save him?
I was told we were in danger.
I mean, he looks like he might want to be in danger. I'll stand behind her and be like, I'll wave
for
my hand
for the audience. Well, that was a
let
wave
me,
in the
let
hand
me finish what I was saying. I was
thought you were
song.
Finished.
No. She gets out a sign, a piece of cardboard, and writes, "Do you want me to kill her?"
He's allergic to cardboard.
Should I shoot her?
Shoot her.
Well, I was waiting for that. But yeah, I mean, Eustace obviously kind of maybe not trying to be like, hey, bouncer, I'm waving my hands to get somebody's attention, but kind of like scoots in from behind
all,
and like...
We're all sashaying to the door.
And I get... I gave him the thumbs up like...
Why is this not a YouTube thing?
I gave him the thumbs up like, eh? Kind
telling
of look.
Emily that you'd be a good belly dancer.
No, knows. It's just the fact that his like flop hair just... When he does it, it's just...
I can't.
Oh. I believe your friends are leaving, Mr. Young.
Yes, it does appear so.
So, in the words of a very anachronistic song, will you stay or will you go, Mr. Young?
I, you know, having quite the time conversing with you, if you would prefer to hear some more tales about
you see
the adventure I've been on... How much time passed between Peru and New York?
Like 5 years?
Like those two. 21 to 25, I think. So okay. Like 3.5, 4 years, oh, something
yeah,
like four. That.
Yeah.
You see her with the hand that's not holding the cigarette holder flick her fingers a little bit, and the bartender brings over whatever you were drinking and whatever she was drinking.
4, 3.5.
You see her as you're all sashaying towards the door. She
I am
reaches.
Not.
She well, whoever's sashaying towards the door, whoever's being awkward. So I guess it's the two dudes.
No, I'm just like, hey, dun, dun, hey. Okay, dun, dun, whatever, dun, dun, and then I'm dun. Good.
As you're sort of moving in that direction,
Eustace knows we he can't talk.
Between
you
us
see her.
Eustace also knows that Sybil in any character that Lucas ever plays also can't talk. So my perfect mirror is Owen. And I know that in any situation, I have maybe the skills that Owen doesn't have, and he has the skills that I don't have. So if I'm in a bad situation and I can't get my way out of it with a gun, I'm assuming Owen is my best chance. So I'm making sure that he's okay, and then I'll check.
You see her then, if you're kind of eyeing him, you see her kind of look up over his shoulder and kind of go and just give you a little wave.
No, I'm behind her.
Okay, then she turns around and gives you a little wave.
And then I'll wave to the bouncers.
They look at you strangely, but
I'm assuming
don't wave.
She's being informed by someone. I'm assuming.
Or, I mean, I've rolled, like, 4 aughts for her since I started playing as her. I mean, one of those 2 options is probably what...
I'll wave back to her, then.
She smiles.
I'll take my hat off, do one of those, and then put it back on and kind of back to the group.
It's a big bald zip line in the middle where the bullet went through.
No, the bullet didn't hit my head.
Do we know how
late
the clubs open?
And it was this
way.
One. That's right.
It's thinning out at this point as we're getting closer to midnight, but it's still going to go. We're not last call yet.
Mr. Nawisha, now, you see my friend over there, the one talking to that wonderful woman. Now, is he all right? Like, I understand he's having a good conversation, but I don't know who she is. So I'm asking Mr. Nawisha about Zara. Because I charmed his pants off nearly.
That's true.
Careful, you don't like hard-on talk.
I understand. I said nearly.
Didn't look good.
It is, she is a member of the club.
Ah, might you introduce me to her then?
I'll give you a charm roll.
Fail.
One trick pony fails.
By 4.
Spend your luck.
I am sorry, my dear. I'm afraid that it is now time for my... I've appreciated your company this evening, but it is now time for me to resume my duties. We will be closing in about... You see him check a watch. About 1 hour.
Of course. I would need to keep you from your duties.
I would be most... I would be most grateful if you will return to the Blue Pyramid in the near future.
Absolutely. Now, this card, is this good just for tonight, or may I come back tomorrow with
it? No, you have paid a membership due for... It's very ambiguous. I can't imagine you pay £5 for a year.
It's probably £5
like
for a quarter.
Or something like that.
Yeah, £5 for a quarter.
Doesn't matter. It'll get me in tomorrow.
Sure. Correct. Right. It will provide... The time is nonspecific.
The 90-day pass.
Sure, yeah. It's £5 for 7 days, but then after that, it goes up to £11.50 a week. I don't know. Fuck it, whatever.
I make
some
sort of...
£5 also would be a lot of money at that
point. Innuendo, like, if he ever wanted to get in touch, here's the hotel I'm staying at.
What would £5 worth dollar value be in 1925? I'm curious at how much money that actually is. $7? No, I mean, like, what is it adjusted for inflation? Like, is that $50 today? Is that...
Give me a second.
So he steps off, but you are standing there.
Yeah, restart it. When I let it die.
I make some gesture about if he wants me
back
before I actually return, here's the hotel I'm staying at.
Oh, you're too kind.
Oh, no, you've been most delightful. Now I'm going to go totter off over here.
Roll psychology.
Yes.
Nope.
Also fail.
None of us have psychology over, like, 28.
I need to know where you're... What are you doing now? So you're standing in the middle of the ballroom by yourself.
I am going to go sit and watch the axe.
Sure. You can do that. How much was it? Because I'm imagining it's more than we think it is.
It's about 220 pounds.
As I say, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So,
like, $400?
So you're looking at...
So that might have actually been a year membership.
Or two.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to remember that it's, like... 5 cents to get a meal or so. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
You say 250 or 220?
220.
And I don't remember the inflation rate, but it's super high right now.
Yeah. Well, the inflation rate or the conversion rate?
The conversion rate.
Actually, it initially said 1920. I adjusted the date to 1925, and it's 300 pounds. So
adjusted for inflation, it's 300 pounds.
It's only $270.
That's because the dollar is strong against the pound right now. It was the reverse about 10 years ago. Before the housing bubble and the recession. So you
it's
might
five,
want to do...
It, at this time period, it's $5 to the pound.
So you take...
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was $25. So you spent $100 in 1925
to get the four of us in for a year.
So $100 in 1925 is what Jasmine dropped.
Also, you tipped that belly dancer a tenner.
She only took a couple.
$25 in 1925 is equivalent to about $342 in 2016.
So yeah, you guys basically spent like
big spenders, no,
$1,100 or $1,200 to be here.
Yeah, a lot.
So yes, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to think about that conversion rate a little bit, because £5 sterling is actually a lot of money.
What's crazy is that the inflation rate in 2016 was half the inflation rate in 1925.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. So you're sitting and watching the axe.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you that for now.
Okay.
You are talking.
I was not informed that anyone else was leaving the party. As in the party. So I'm staying put. Because I don't know that there's anywhere to go.
You are talking to Shazik.
Yep.
I would approach Jasmine. Shipley. Ripley Robinson.
Not my fault.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
It was in the rolling tables.
I would whisper in one ear.
We're in danger.
In the other ear.
And when you go to the other ear, you get a slap to the face.
No, I would let you know what's going on. Supposedly. We'll find out if it's going to actually happen or not.
Are you saying you want the muscle to come with you?
Like, she's referring to herself as the muscle.
Well, unless you have gun.
I've got pretty good fists.
That's my point. Unless you have a gun.
She does a little flex. And then just touches.
Well, if we're doing this, she probably ought to come.
Are we bringing Mr. Young, or are we letting him with the green-eyed beauty over there? I couldn't find out a word about her.
Why don't you, in passing, introduce yourself as we're heading out and kind of nonchalantly make notice? I imagine us awkward men can't quite pull it off.
What are you trying to accomplish, then?
Okay, so I'm going to make a character choice. Sybil is going to go up and do the, like, behind-the-shoulder drape. Darling, we're all leaving for the night. Are you coming with us? Oh, who's your lovely guest? I'm Sybil.
Ms. Zara.
I'm sorry. I ruined that.
Oh, I've heard wonderful things about you from Mr. Abdul, whatever his name was.
Oh, yes. What did Abdul have to say?
Not much.
You must know. We women love to know what other people gossip about us.
Well, for the moment, all I can say is he was very mum on the subject.
Ah.
I'd love to get to know you more over dinner sometime, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Mr. Young, are you coming with us, or are you staying the night?
It seems that in addition to your gentleman friends wishing to leave, your female companion wishes to go as well?
I'll catch up with you guys. Are you heading anywhere particular?
Oh, just home for the night, you know.
Owen Young is staying with the sexy lady. You guys go out and fight danger. That's what Troy is trying to say.
But they say the arches at the hotel are just to die for in the evening.
Oh, we might go to a fountain, something about the arches. We'll find you. Toodles.
Okay, we'll leave him there.
You four. Or as they say, cheerio.
Huh? You should be four.
Okay.
So, Troy, is there anything in particular you have on your mind right now you'd like to discuss with Zara? Or are you just telling fantastical occulty war stories?
Well, I mean,
is there anything in particular you'd like to ask her?
Where'd you come from? Where'd you get your green eyes? How long you been in London?
Do I have a sense of like how much she's warmed up to me?
I mean, she's definitely warmed up to you for sure. She scooted the bar stool over a couple of times.
Okay.
She's very touchy feely without being too touchy feely. She's had a couple, but she's not trashed.
Sure.
And I'm summoning my inner every sexy woman that I've ever seen in like a 1940s, 1950s, 1960s noir film.
It's Ingrid Bergman.
Yes, that's part of it. That's not the only one I'm going with.
No,
but
I know.
That's one of them, for sure.
I used gifts of the other ones. What do you want from me?
Another fantastical tale I've heard of is this boogeyman story from Egypt. I don't know if you know any such stories about this Black Pharaoh character.
Ah, yes. And what would you like to know about Egypt's boogeyman?
Really anything. All I've literally gotten from one of the local experts is that he's just a boogeyman, a fairy tale from back in Egypt, but no specifics on what, you know, those actual tales are. That's what I'm kind of curious to learn more about.
Well, I think, again, perhaps you've noticed that I am less of a scholar, perhaps, than some. I don't know yourself. You clearly seem open to the possibilities that the universe provides. I believe that and she gets really, really close to you and smiles devilishly. Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh did exist. I don't know that it does anymore. I think it's unlikely. It was a society with particularly... And she kind of puts her hand up, one finger on your chest, and just kind of strokes it softly. Deviant beliefs, shall we say. Unfortunately, if you're looking for them, I'm afraid you're about 60 to 70 years too late. My grandmother used to terrify me with stories of the Black Pharaoh coming to get you. Black Pharaoh and his men, the Brotherhood, as it were.
Was this Brotherhood, as far as you know, only about in Egypt, or did they sort of scatter or have a reaching grasp to maybe, say, here?
Do you think they had something to do with your friend? Perhaps a worldwide secret society?
Not sure.
Fascinating.
We do know that a different cult was involved in his murder, so I don't know if there's any connection between the two.
Really? A cult, you say?
Yes.
He was... Pardon it, I don't know how to say this in any other way. You're saying that he was, like, ritualistically murdered or something?
That's almost exactly what I would say, yes.
That is horrific. Huh.
Again, I don't know as to why, necessarily, or exactly who, but that's what those are the dots I'm trying to connect.
Of course, of course. I must say, I as much as I would like to indulge in the paperback crime novel that we're writing here, my dear, the thought of the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh existing to this day is somewhat laughable. I do believe it did exist at one point. Like I said, there are deviants everywhere. But to assume such a society exists, I think, is a bridge too far. But you never know. If you keep looking, you might find one in one of the most unusual places. You should be careful, Mr. Tracy, with how you proceed. The world is, after all, a very dangerous place. As you, and she again reaches out and, like, pokes your chest, have seen firsthand.
Can I roll a psychology?
Sure.
To see if she's maybe...
Veiled warning threats?
Yes. No.
So the party outside, it's a cool English night. It is somewhat chillier than it was when you went in. The heat of the day has long since gone.
Get your combat dice ready.
The fog has sunk into the city as it does at night. I've been there. It does get a little pea soupy.
This is a ridiculously long Monday. Like,
it
these
is.
These are the Mondays that I hate normally. I am now switching to page 5 of notes of just one day.
You mean you're enthralled with Mondays. It's okay.
All right. Like every day since Jasmine is going to another page, you hear bong, bong.
It's Tuesday.
Bong, as in the
don't
distance.
Don't you pander to her.
Big Ben signals the dark midnight of a new day.
Thank you, because that is the noise of the bell, not the tower. The tower is called something else entirely.
You see a...
I almost wrote 2:10:19.
Not quite. You see a woman,
it's not February.
All bundled up. She's got a shawl over her head. She's kind of tucked into one of the arches. Until you actually get close, you don't even actually see her. And you see her kind of look at you, Professor Graham, and then kind of look at the other two of you and kind of shocked and wide-eyed. And then you see her motion for you to come into the alleyway, and she steps into the shadows off the street.
Suppose I follow.
Anyone else?
Of course.
Yep.
I'm going to be the one last.
Sure.
As in, at the entrance to the alleyway.
That's fine.
And staying alert and expecting the two of them to talk.
Expect a crow hop punch whoever shows up.
I will ready my fists if I need to.
I would not recommend you come back to the Blue Pyramid. You've attracted too much attention.
What kind of attention, darling?
From very bad people.
Do you have initials or names for any of these people we should stay away from? I have met a great deal of them tonight.
And many of them are very bad people.
Which is, of course, why you work there.
They are part of the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh.
Ah. Yes, well, we were kind of looking for them.
You found them. You found a great many of them.
That woman with the green eyes. Is she one of them?
Miss Shafiq.
Yes.
I
know you don't want to speak of her name. You don't need to. Is she one of them?
I do not know. I think so, yes. Mr. Nawisha is afraid of her. We are all afraid of her.
Why? Whatever has she done?
I believe she had my boyfriend killed, and I think she takes people. They take people.
Like sacrifices.
I do not know, but the people they take are never seen again.
Not even the bodies that wash up on the shore.
Those are not the same people. These people go and are never seen again. Their bodies are not found. I believe they're taken outside London.
Surely. When was the last time you saw your boyfriend?
It has been
1 week since you looked at me.
Oh my god.
We'll say it's been about 2 months. He was upset because one of the Brotherhood was making advances, and I told him not to get involved, but I think he said something or did something, and then one night he just didn't come home, and you can tell she's starting to like collapse into hysterics.
Okay, I'm going to do the womanly hug thing.
Pat, I'm
going to
cast calm emotions.
Fireball.
Can I do a charm on her to get her to calm the fuck down?
Yeah, you can make a some sort of social fireball.
I rolled a 17.
That is a 21. To charm her, that is passed by half at least.
No, you're able to calm her down. She's still very much upset, but she's not in hysterics, and she is still able to communicate with you at this point.
Perhaps we should not have left the Scot there.
I did my best, but he seemed entranced.
That was your friend that was speaking to Miss Shafiq.
Yes.
Most of the night, it appears.
I would caution you not to cross her path. She's very dangerous.
Late.
Even like I said, even my boss, Mr. Nawisha, will not disrespect her. It is almost as if she owns the club and he does not.
My dear, would you mind giving us at least your last name or something we may call you?
My name is Yalisha. Yalisha Issam.
Issam?
E-S-S-A-M. Issam.
Do you know anything about the bodies in the water? Or you said they weren't connected to the Brotherhood.
I do not know if they're connected to the Brotherhood or not. But this is different from...
Yes.
This is a different thing. I'm sorry. It is...
You're scared for your life. I can see it in your eyes.
They do not kill the people. They take the people. I think they hide them here in Soho, and then you know, sometimes late at night, maybe once a month or something, they take these people and they take them somewhere. I do not know where, but they
turn them into abomination in a well.
That's a bit far-fetched.
You guys don't know. You didn't look in the well.
I wasn't there.
I couldn't. I was fighting for my life.
You could have taken a round to look in the well.
No time.
No, there was time.
There was totally time.
I do not know if they take them somewhere in a perhaps a van or a truck or I do not know. But my understanding from what I've heard is that they take them away from the city somewhere. I do not know.
Is there anything we can do for you? Do you feel your life is threatened?
The wailing of the hounds of Derbyshire?
Are we making spot hiddens? I'm trying desperately to keep my accent this episode.
Can you hear me?
No. Derbyshire?
The wailing sounds of the werewolves in the countryside.
I will take a die roll from each of you. Give me a second. I got to swap back.
Ought 5.
Ought 9.
Ought 7.
Wow. Impressive.
It's almost like the dice have hated us all night, and now they want to work. I didn't yell.
It's probably an idea roll we didn't want to pass or something.
No, you happen to turn mm-hmm. and look out, and you can see across the alleyway that there are a couple of individuals looking at you. And as soon as you all look up, you all turn and look at the thought of her very Bugs Bunny saying, "Did you ever get the feeling that you was being watched?" Immediately, they bolt down their alleyway away from you. She screams and she runs down the opposite alleyway. So at this point, you guys are in dex order, depending on what you want to do next. I want to go back to the bar, which is getting ready to close down. You go by score.
Oh, it is by score, not by move?
I mean, it's the same number.
Oh.
It's just one's by 5 and one's not by 5.
55.
Why'd you put up 7?
Because my move rate is 7.
No, my move rate is 6. My dex is 55.
I know.
So, Mr. Young, they seem to be cleaning up. Should we call this an evening, or what did you have in mind, Mr. Tracy?
May I call on you another evening this week? I don't know how much longer we'll be here in London, but at least a few days.
Still tonight left.
I didn't want to presume.
You want to lose a leg? This is how you lose a leg.
The middle one.
Well.
Do you want to get a nightcap at your place?
Oh. Follow me. And she steps up to get her coat and presents her arm and leads you outside into Soho.
As we step outside, I want to look out for those guys that were following us earlier. Do I see any sign of them?
We'll get back to that. That is a good question. We will get back to that in a second. Okay. What do the three of you want to do? Three of them bolted one way, four of them bolted one way, I guess, and one of them bolted the other.
We really don't have time to even talk.
Nope, that's why I said we're going to take it by whoever has the dex, the highest dex.
I've got a 55.
Professor Graham, what would you... I said 60. What would you like to do, Professor 60. Graham?
What are you at? What's your dex?
55.
You go first.
Graham does one of the things where he kind of takes a step one way and takes another step the other way and goes, what the fuck do I do?
All right. Jasmine, high or low?
High for favorable results.
What would you like to do? Your next act.
I will take off after her.
Okay. Schroeder, what would you like to do?
I will bolt after the men.
Then I will follow. That's where they're going
to
go.
You're following who? Because they're running in opposite
directions.
We went
in opposite directions. Oh, I went after her. He went after them.
It's more of like a square.
Graham's not a fighter. Like, he's probably going to follow the women.
The woman? Oh, I guess to be fair, you are following the women at this point.
Yeah.
Not armed, not a fighter.
Okay, so we'll go with that first.
1-on-3, 2-on-1.
You made a choice, mate.
For those of you listening, this is splitting the party 101, which is how you get everyone to run in opposite directions. Troy, because this all happened so quickly, when you step out of the Blue Pyramid, you do not see any sign of your party because they're currently running down the streets of...
No, I wasn't looking for them. I was looking for the thugs.
You see no sign of them.
Okay.
Because Schroeder is currently chasing them down the back alleyways of London. Sweet.
Werewolves of London.
This is I would probably yell.
You can yell.
I would yell in like more of like run you cowards type situation. I'm not realizing I'm probably by myself. I'm not gonna run extensively. I can't really run very quickly anyways.
Sure.
But like it's more of a bulldog like
I know what you're saying.
And then
There are a couple of twists and turns. Roll me a spot hidden.
Are they sitting in wait in a turn? Nope.
I did like that we all audited on that, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that was pretty
because cool. We're all going to fail our next rolls.
What did we pass, by the way? Is it spot hidden? Do we need to check something?
Yes. If you don't have spot hidden ticked, you should tick spot hidden for that.
It's the only thing I've been asked to roll all
that
night.
Was an impale for me. Did I recognize that the guys were the same guys as before with my impale spot hidden?
We all impaled spot impaled. Hidden.
Yes.
Fantastic. There are four or there are three? I was told originally
there were four.
Fantastic. Four on one. You're one on one and you are totally fucked, so don't be grinning over there, Troy.
You're one on one?
I'm fine.
You're in a fight?
No.
She's
assuming Zara is nefarious.
She's also trusting the woman that just split up the party, too. I mean, you know, things.
I don't know anybody that looks
she
like
answered
that
every question
can,
I had.
Who looks like she can throw it down like
dex
that?
Was, your dex was 55.
I don't care how
nefarious
yes, his
is.
Dex is 55. Just keeping the keeper rolls.
Oh, no, I'll do that. You failed your roll, right?
Yeah.
Pang it to the throat.
Did they help? Were they all four of them running together?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is obvious from your lack of spot hidden as you round the corner and you get walloped.
Four gets one.
By the first couple of guys.
There goes Eustace.
One damage.
More like
from the
useless.
First guy.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Okay.
The next guy hits you for 3 damage.
Oh.
How are we doing so far?
7 of 10.
I've hit you for a total of...
I'm sorry, marked off 7 of 10.
Oh, you marked off 7
no,
of 10?
No, sorry. I'm at 6. I just put a slash through 7.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one, because after 2 hits, you're probably seeing it coming. The next 2 guys miss.
Okay.
It's your action. You see as they swing, Oi! Get the fuck out of here!
Is there anything to
we don't like you. We don't like you American pricks here. Get the fuck out.
Is there anything to like climb away?
You can run if you want.
You just turn tail and run back the
other
direction.
Like that was the intention, was to like continue to scare them away as far as possible and then turn around.
They're now chasing you.
Is there anything to climb away?
You can always run back inside.
That guy's so much faster than you. What's your move again?
6.
6, but I have a badass. I have a good climb. That's why I'm asking. Is there anything to like climb away?
Why?
Like park.
Luck roll.
I don't quite understand why our dex is the same and our move rates are different.
Move is specifically, as I recall, move is specifically for chase rules. It's so not everybody has the same thing.
Okay.
It's also affected by your age.
Ah, right.
68, okay. So I failed. My so,
smooth
nope.
Walls all the way around you.
Okay, so then running away back to where I was going, what do I need to roll?
You cannot run away from them because they're like 3 steps faster than you.
Disengage.
if it makes you feel any better, guy number 1 has a move speed of 9.
Yeah, it's 3 faster than me.
Yep, and if they're 1, they catch you.
No, Cecil was an 8.
He's real fast. He didn't hit you very hard. He only hit you for 1 damage, but he walloped you.
Can I make a navigate roll? To like her, either navigate or survival to either throw things in their path or knowing from where I came in my head mapped the way to
find a
sidestep, dodge away to get away from them.
All of those chase rules, because technically,
do they negate all of that?
Because the thing is, okay,
their move is so much higher, you'd have to like
stop arguing for them, just stop.
I listen,
thank you. It's rarity. Thank you.
Make me a con roll.
No. My worst stat. Pass. 29 out of 40.
Okay.
I'm just saying I would have halved the navigator roll.
So that's the thing is that, okay. I need to make 4 of these.
Coward.
Fail.
Tarkington would be at least dumb enough to follow me.
Pass.
He would also be insulting them as he went.
Yeah.
Really poorly pass. In Latin.
So as you take off running, you lose one of them, but 3 of them are hot on your heels, and at least 2 of them made their con rolls, so they get +1 to their move as well. So, no chase of pursuers slower than fleeing characters. That's not the case. Cut to the chase. Place the pursuers slowest at the rear in order position as per the differences in move. So, that would be... I still don't get these rules very well. I've read them 16 times. So, he fell off. He would be the highest. He would be the same as him, and he would be one behind. So you've got one step on two guys who are right on your nuts, and you've got two steps behind the other guy. The dice rolls are basically that. Allocate movement actions. One by default plus difference in move between character and the slowest character in chase. The slowest character in the chase is still faster than you. Ergo, you only get one movement point. We then determine dex order. They're faster than you. We cut to the chase of them now tackling you. I'll give you something to do. You can do a thing with your movement point. You can find an obstacle. You can try something.
Shitting yourself is an action.
Shitting yourself is a half action.
Screaming both for shit. A Bobby?
Is it possible to cut down an alley they didn't expect me to go?
Make a dex roll.
I don't know, I'm asking, is that a possibility?
Yeah, if so, I'll give you a dex roll.
I'm trying to weigh potential best options, right? So, is dodge the best option? Is navigate the best option?
Colloquially speaking, you're a proper fucked.
I don't, like, I get that.
I would say that's almost a survival rule. But
am I far enough to weigh that if I yell out, is anybody in my party going to hear me? Would I know that?
You wouldn't know. Like, you just basically need to make a snap decision. You can turn and fight. You can try and dodge down an alley. I'll give you some sort of roll.
Well, my best fight roll without a gun is a 25. So anything else is better chance than that.
So a dex or a navigate or something, you can try and get some distance on them.
I would like to make a navigate roll if that's a roll I can make.
Sure. But you're running out of options because they're way faster.
45 out of 60.
Okay.
I pass my navigate.
You can, I will allow you
to. Do I get to take that roll?
Sure.
I survive.
I will let you cut down a blind alley. So you cut down a blind alley. I will give them both dex rolls to see if they can follow. Otherwise, you get a lead on them. So we're going to roll three dex rolls. This guy first.
Can I find a random gun in the alley to shoot at them?
First guy fails, so he falls one step behind.
Does he fall a step behind, or does he just stay where he is one step behind?
He would stay where he is one step behind. Because if either of these guys make it, they're just going to tackle you, because they're right on your nuts.
I would be... No, I don't want to yell out.
That guy makes it.
I yell out. Can I make a dodge roll to avoid a tackle?
No, because you don't have any extra movement points. Get tackled to the ground. Okay. The breath is knocked from your lungs. And then you hear various, we'll just say, obscenities. Racial and xenophobic slurs along with obscenities, and then the world for you goes dark.
Oh, so I don't even get to, like, fight back?
Well.
I mean, I don't know, like...
Let me see here. He's got you pinned to the ground, so I think that's worth a bonus die.
I still have 6 health.
Well, I'm about to find out.
Okay.
He hits. It was that guy, so he gets this to roll.
It wouldn't be the first time the world went dark.
Hello, darkness.
He hits you for
friend.
6 points of damage.
Unconscious.
Okay.
Boom. You are unconscious.
It's a good thing he didn't hit you for 7 because you'd take a major wound.
No, that was more than half my health.
You got knocked the...
Yeah, I was gonna say it may still be a major wound.
It's more than half as a major wound, right?
I don't remember. I believe
isn't your half your max or half of where you're at?
More than or equal to half your max
equal
in
to or more
one
than
attack.
Half. So major.
So
major
yep, wound. You took 6 out of 10 in one hit.
It's a major wound and I'm down.
Yeah, because technically he could be dying right now.
Yep.
Let's go back to the two of you chasing Yalisha.
I cried out. Whether or not you hear me, I don't know.
That cry echoes into the stillness of the London fog. What is everybody's moves?
7.
7.
Like con Jack. Rolls, please.
12 out of 40.
Hard pass.
Pass by half.
Okay, so you both of your move goes up by one. So okay. You're both at eight. You are unable to chase her. She sprints off faster than you. She made hers as well, and she has faster move.
Cool.
No chase and pursuer slower than fleeing characters. Troy.
Hi.
Per the rules, you're bleeding out.
To make me a die roll.
Okay. Just roll a die?
Just roll a D100.
27.
It's a good roll.
Do you spend psychology the fact that she's about to shank you in the foot?
How much luck do you want to spend?
How much luck do I need to spend? Because he's got lots of luck.
I have lots
That's
of
what
luck.
I'm saying. Like, you could spend like five of it.
Are you saying you're lucky?
Punk?
I'm up all night for it.
Do you?
Nice reference. I got that one. Well done. You know what's really weird?
I'm up
listening
all night
to an episode.
What'd you say again?
27.
27.
Listening to an episode where I go, I got that reference, and then not remembering what reference I got. That was pretty bad. That just happened last week.
It's typical.
Wizard of Oz. I understood that reference.
Right.
Thanks, Cap.
That really is America's ass.
You immediately get decapitated, I think. This is like a praying mantis scenario.
It's Black Widow.
I actually thought of that earlier.
I mean, the praying mantis female bites off the head of the male after they're done. So.
Right.
After they're done.
It's a little slow.
I've still got some action to get in here.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not good. I mean,
at least let him enjoy it, Jesus.
It's going to end well, but it's not going to end well.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to end.
I don't know. He's doing an awful lot of reading. So.
You know rats ejaculate when you decapitate them?
No, I did not know
now
that.
Now you know.
So
random
anyway,
animal facts
you don't know
with
anything,
the Red Cross brothel.
You don't know anything legitimately scientific. Let's just.
You know, I hear about this all the time because Emily works in a lab that does this.
Lucas is a dumbass.
So you hear your future all the time.
That's okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Remember that roll.
Yeah.
27. Remember the 27?
The 27 was a roll.
It was a roll.
You go back to Empire Spices.
Mm-hmm.
You go. She takes you into a. She takes you around back. There's a gate down the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
She opens the gate and takes you what appears to be in the back of the shop. She takes you upstairs to a fairly lavish flat. Nice, kind of a tight space. But it is well appointed with fine wallpaper, luxurious furnishings, new looking couches, plush pillows, incense burners, expensive looking rugs, and hanging lamps, all in muted shades of yellow and blue. You see that there is a sizable oil heater that she goes over and lights, which immediately warms the room. You see statues in a glass case of Egyptian gods. I'm going to say, since you have a cult, you probably already know some of them, either between a cult or history. So you see Osiris, Bastet, Horus, and Anubis.
Bastet, I think, is the
cat,
panther.
Was that not one
it's
of the four?
The cat-headed ones.
Was that not one of the
no.
four?
No.
No, okay. Not on
no.
the
Bastet here. Is a legitimate, like, Egyptian goddess.
Okay. So is Horus, Osiris, and...
Yeah. Well, I knew that, yeah.
You see on the table, there is an open copy of the Quran. You see an ornate mirror with a gilded frame. You see a large roll-top desk. You see rooms going off to other places, but she kind of just sits with you in the... It looks like she takes you... You kind of go up some stairs, and then there's like a long hallway, and she takes you into more of a lounge area. Place where you can sit. She pours you a drink. So, Mr. Young, why don't you tell me a little bit more about that scar you've got?
This was a result of, I guess... The only way to put it, some kind of spell.
Ah, yes. A spell, you say?
Yes. That Mr. Larkin and I spoke of.
Yes, I assumed.
I believe his intent was to kill me, and I don't think it quite went off all that he expected, and I narrowly survived.
I understand. It is... good for you. Not everyone who encounters sorcerers can make it out alive so easily. Make me a pow roll, please.
Oh, God.
Pow. It's like foreshadowing, foreshadowing, foreshadowing.
Pass. What kind of pass?
41 out of 60.
Not quite nope. Half.
So you have a pass.
Yeah.
She begins to speak, and she says, no, tell me more about what you encounter. And you suddenly feel the urge to tell her everything that happened. You're even starting to regurgitate things that you didn't really remember, like exact words that were said. And you go on to talk about everything that happened. You spill it all out, and you feel yourself just talking and talking and talking. She asks you about things you encountered. She asks you about all this kind of stuff, and it just feels very natural to open up to her. It seems normal.
This bitch cray cray.
I'm sorry that you're being mind fucked.
And if...
You're stronger than this, Owen.
Instead of actually fucked.
Right.
What's that?
Score? Not how you thought this night was gonna go.
No, it's probably.
Well, we're going back.
Mr. Young is a smart man. Makes his own decisions.
Legitimately, like book smart.
Mm-hmm.
If it died, one would even say street smart.
I'm again trying to remember exactly how long that is. Because it's not.
I said 7.5.
I was gonna say how long it was.
So
hours.
You spill for probably, I think she can do this for that long. You talk a lot. Make me a luck roll. Because once you start talking, she's going to ask you about your friends. Pass. You don't tell her about some things that would be really bad if you told her about, but you tell her about your friends. You tell her about the Carlisles. She wants to know about Jackson Elias. She's very intrigued. You tell her the Cult of the Bloody Tongue. And... after about, if I'm correct on this, after what feels like about 15 minutes or so, you know, she's really rapid firing the questions. You see her go, I think that's about enough. If you do me a favor, I'd like you to forget the conversation we just had. And you kind of go, and you blink real hard, and you're now totally aware that you've been assaulted twice, mentally. 37 shook off the fact that you would not remember any of this would ever happen.
27.
The 27, excuse me.
You said I've been twice.
Can you please roll me a psychology roll?
Oh, I can try. Ah, 20 of 18.
Spend your luck.
I'm going to spend
two luck.
Absolutely.
So you suddenly like get this moment of panic of not sure what you're supposed to do, but you feel like you keep yourself composed and you see her stand up and say, "Well, Mr. Young, now we have a problem."
That's a stab, not a cat.
I'm going to go back real quick. You said that this happened to me twice. Was this like two times in succession just now, or did this happen earlier and I wasn't aware of it?
No, she mentally suggested you to spill all the beans. She then tried to force you to forget that
okay.
You had spilled all the beans.
Okay.
You remember.
Okay.
And now you see her standing up.
Run, motherfucker, run.
Well, I honestly, I don't know that much of that was necessary. I would have told you about more in depth about the Peru expedition and my good friend Jackson Elias as well.
Uh-oh, he got the other book.
Yeah.
The other masks book.
I was right, run, motherfucker, run.
That Black Pharaoh Brotherhood.
Maybe I shouldn't have told you to spend your luck. I'm sorry.
No, the spending the luck was like psychology to know that she's about to kill him.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The 27 was the save against the forget.
That's true.
That, I mean, I wanted to do fast.
Yeah. We both about to die tonight.
Somebody else
has She to acts faster than you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Troy, how much How much more lucky can you get?
You got lots of luck, though.
To find out.
You got lots of luck. Spend it. Well. Spend it, spend it, spend it.
I will say she does that. Hold on. I don't want to cheat you. How many can she use?
How many can she use?
I mean, she's used two spells.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing tapped. He's been reading the whole time.
Yeah. Legitimately. Been in books.
Okay, so that was... Okay, that was a lot there. I'll say she spent that, and I'll say she said that. So yeah, I'm okay with that. Pow roll, please. Let me make sure that this is an instantaneous spell. I believe it is.
How many magic points she got left?
He hadn't made a decision. Reroll. He's rolling again. Reroll.
It's combat. So, I mean,
with mind bullets.
Yeah. She looks at
Owen's
she,
dead.
As you see her stand up, she's like, "I believe you felt this before." She rolls not great. What'd you roll? Did you get a pass?
I did not pass.
Okay.
Don't tell him what you roll.
How many hit points do you have?
12.
Make me a con by 5 roll. Because she deals you 6 points of damage. Do you lose consciousness?
God damn. Probably.
Okay. I think I've done more than enough damage here. 2 of you are off in London, and 2 of you are unconscious. So,
we would go back to the scene of the crime.
Party luck roll, Jasmine.
Alrighty, party luck roll. Do we think to go back? That is cocked.
Roll it
that
again.
That is definitely 2 different numbers.
Roll it again. I still like my odds.
It was 20. We had a better...
It was both a 2 and a 6.
So then you set it on the 2 and say that's what it was.
Okay, well, that's a fail.
48
out of 32.
So that Tuesday night you wanted to get to so bad, ends up you hear...
New characters!
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. The bells sound. There's no sign of Mr. Weatherton. You can't seem to get a hold of Mr. Young. And as you pan out, the two of you seem to be swirled in a thick London fog as softly the snow begins to fall.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep Othep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.